Welcome again. And I tell you, I had a great time, but coming back here and giving you guys hugs and receiving hugs, I just realized how much I love you and how much love is in this place and how great to start this time a couple days before Valentine's Day. And so the scripture for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, New American Bible Revised. So faith, hope, love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. And so we talk about love being a great virtue. And with the 12 powers, which is a metaphysical interpretation that we'll get into at some point in time, we have the 12 powers. Love is one of the most pertinent powers. And I say power because we, especially with Valentine's coming in, we think of love as that, you know, I always go to, was it Paul McCartney, about the ooey gooey love song? And we think of love because, you know, I'm a romantic, and especially in Valentine's. I love love stories and love movies about love when, you know, love wins out. I love that all ooey gooey stuff. And so I understand the reasons why when we talk about love, when we talk about even in our statement of oneness about Christ's love, we think about that romantic, just kind of warm, soft, make us melt love. But the love that we really talk about in unity is not just that melt, kind of stop you in your shoes sort of love. Is a power. Love is a power. And it isn't something just, it is passionate. It's a passionate power, but it is, and it's something that sweeps you away, but it's only because it's a power, as Charles Fillmore says, that love in divine mind is the idea of universal unity. An expression of love is the power that joins and binds in divine harmony the universe and everything in it. And still we might think, oh, yeah, ooey gooey love. I love you, I love you. That binds us. No, it's like super glue, people. It's a bond because we are all born with love. We're all really usually born with love. Unless there's really some sort of mental disorder that someone doesn't have that within their brains to understand. Ultimately, I would probably say 99.9% of us as children came here in life to express love and to give love. It's a power, and it's that love that is a common denominator, the best common denominator within us. I'm going to share several poems with you, but this one is from Hafiz. I think you will recognize it from a song that we always sing. It says, it's called I Felt Love. How did the rose ever open its heart and give to the world all its beauty? It felt the encouragement of light against its being. Otherwise, we all remain too frightened. And then you guys recognize that song? I can't sing it, but maybe. Otherwise, we'd feel too frightened without love. Love is a powerful aspect of each and every one of us. How powerful? I want to share a Hafiz. This is what, it's, and it isn't just love, it's unconditional love. That's what I'm talking about. The name of the talk is Love is in Need of Love. Love is in need of unconditional love. I think for most of us, that is hard to fathom. Unconditional, because we're so used to conditions. Aren't we? Love is conditional for most of us. I will give you love if you give me love in the right way. Yeah. I will give this to you and I expect this back from you, not the way you want to present it to me, which is loving in your own way, but the way I want to receive it. That isn't the type of love that I am talking about or that Unity talks about. Love is the unconditional love that no matter what anyone does and how they do it to you, you still give that love. Hafiz, I want both of us is what it's called. I want both of us to start talking about this great love, as if I and the Son were all married and living in a tiny room. Can you imagine that? You and your spouse or your partner living in a tiny room? As if you, I, and the Son were all married and living in a tiny room, helping each other to cook, do the wash, weave and sew, caring for our beautiful animals. We all leave each morning to labor on the earth's fields. No one does not lift a great pack. I want both of us to start singing like two traveling minstrels about the extraordinary existence we share, as if you, I, and God were all married and living in a tiny room. Can you imagine that? And the reality is, with unconditional love, and the reality in this world, no matter what illusions we live in, you, I, and God are living in this tiny room that we call Earth, that we call the world. And it does feel like that sometimes, that we are living in this tiny room where we're scrunched and we get kind of sick and tired of one another because we are invading my space. Can I ever be alone in this tiny little room? No. The unconditional love is about the unconditional love is about working together, understanding one another and loving one another for exactly who we are. Cooking together, sewing together. All of this is talking about being together and sharing an extraordinary life. And we can only do that if we see life as extraordinary. I love the poem in that even though it's talking about being in a tiny room and doing mundane things like sewing and weaving and washing and caring, it talks about caring for the animals. It talks about caring for the earth. It talks about skipping through life together. I believe that is what unconditional love is really all about. Is no matter what our foibles are, no matter what we think of one another, no matter what our race, what our creed, what our sexuality, what our ethnicity is, what our religious thoughts are, no matter what it is, we are all one living in this tiny room that we all need to take down the barriers and utilize that power of unconditional love. When we don't allow the fears, when we don't allow any of those things to keep us blocked and separated, which only makes the room even tinier. When you, this is my space, this is my space, this is... All of a sudden, my room became even tinier and secluded. And within that, that love just bounces off the walls, my own love. And after a while, you can't even feel your own love coming to you because there's nothing to connect to, no one to connect to, no earth to connect to, no animal to connect to. For really, in unconditional love, we are all here to connect to one another, every living thing, not just sentient beings. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the ants, the molecules, everything, loving it as if it is you because it is you. We are all married. We are all one living in a tiny room. I think of love like in this Rumi poem. Love is reckless, not reason. Reason seeks a profit. Love comes on strong, consuming herself unabashed. Yet in the midst of suffering, love proceeds like a milestone, hard-surfaced and straightforward. Having died of self-interest, she risks everything and asks for nothing. Love gambles away every gift God bestows. Without cause, God gives us being. Without cause, give it back again. Unconditional love, without cause, without profit, that's the power. You know, as a church, many churches, especially if you came from a traditional church, is we talk about Sabbath all the time. And it used to be, at least and still is with Jewish people, the Sabbath is Saturday. In the Bible, the Sabbath was Saturday. And so Sabbath, yes, is a purification. But my own little unity metaphysical interpretation of that is Sabbath is a cleansing for love, of love, with love. Sabbath is that time when you're supposed to really consciously come together, knowing your oneness with God. And if God is love, which we teach, then it's time to really take a day, just one day, make it your own Sabbath. So I'm getting ahead of myself. How can we do unconditional love? It's kind of hard when the world is moving through, when it seems like our world is becoming more diverse, more separated. We have the politics to thank for that. We have our own selves to thank for that, because we continue to digest the poisons of what other people want us to think instead of sticking with love. And it's easy when we hear about the crime rate and when we walk down some street and we think someone looks scary to send out love. But I tell you, and I wish I could remember as I'm speaking this, who taught me this, is that someone said that anytime I see someone that I feel might be a little scary, I send them love. I see them as love, I send them love, and that has always worked. Nothing ever comes to me. If they thought of something bad or evil or evil, it never comes to pass. Now, whether it is truly, which I do believe, in the power of love, sending it out, being a shift that vibrates from the deeper cells within your body, I do believe that. I also believe that feeling and being the conduit of that love also shapes that person. How can you not feel it when love, unconditional love, is coming at you? Our greatest people, we talk about Muji being so great, unconditional love coming out at you. There's so many gurus out there that people hone in on, and it's because they teach and preach and live in that absolute love. And when you step into their presence, similar to Jesus was the same way. Now, I will always say that Jesus had some anger issues, because it's in the Bible. But Jesus pretty much walked his talk, that you melted in his presence. Have you ever been around someone who, when you walked in the door, you could just feel the love coming out of them? And that love shifted you. It might have been minuscule, but it still shifted you. That is unconditional love, when unconditional love comes out at you. So on the Sabbath, allow yourself to be reconnected. You are always connected to that unconditional love, because God is always within you. Love is always within you. We're the ones who are blocking it. Open yourselves up. And initially, I will say, practice unconditional love just for the Sabbath. Sunday's easy, because, you know, most people, we're not doing it. We go to church, we love one another here, and we go out, not many shops, not much shopping, so we can go, and I love you. So let's pick Saturday, the true Sabbath, when we're out in it, when the stores are open, when the ground is crowded, and people are, you know, or a weekday. You pick your own Sabbath. Open yourself, start with yourself. Invite unconditional love. You know what? I'm going to change that, because you are already unconditional love. Invite yourself to remember that. If God is everywhere present, God is completely within you. God is unconditional love, so you are unconditional love. Invite yourself on your Sabbath to remember, I am unconditional love. And start with that self, not just like, I'm going to do something, it's just me and I'm going to... No. Also know, unconditional love as myself. So give yourself that unconditional love. What does that mean? There's a variety of different ways that unconditional, you can treat yourself as and to unconditional love. I have a lot of worker bees as friends who are like, I can't just sit and relax because that means I'm not doing anything. I love and sit and do nothing. That is the most relaxing thing. Just to sit, especially after meditation, and you just sit and you're kind of buzzed out. Why not ride that flow for a little while? And if you have to do your chores on that Sabbath, why not you make it a meditation? And with everything that you dust, not... No, make it a... You bought your furniture for some reason. Most of us love what we bought. Love it. Dust it. I like wood. I have a lot of wood, so I dust it. Look at how the grain really pops up. Yes, give your unconditional love first to yourself and then to the things all around you. Even though they seem to be inanimate objects, we know in our science class that everything is always moving. The matter is moving less, so it seems thicker. It doesn't seem like it has any life to it, but everything has life to it. So give your love to your dusting. I can't stand washing dishes, so I have to work this myself. The bubbles, play in the bubbles like we were kids. Wash the dishes. Send it in love, and you will be amazed at how your house shifts. It's the same house with the same furniture, but all of a sudden, you have infused it with unconditional love. I used to have a dog with two layers of fur. And so you fly on, chewing, I'm allergic. But after a while, you know, I would actually, she had beautiful color fur, and I would just brush her, and I would kind of be amazed at how the shifts of the color of her fur would be as the second coat would come out. I'd be amazed at how much fur she had under there in the second coat, and then just amazed at how much richer and smoother and shinier it looked. The mundane things, put the unconditional. And as I was doing that, a lot of you have had pets who I've been introduced. Why do they like white massages? Because I put unconditional love in that little butt massage. You know? Give that. At first they're like, what you doing back there? If they haven't. And before I know it, they're backing it up. Could you like right here? Everything. And everything. Unconditional love. So pick a day where you have love. You treat yourself to love. You give love to everything. Going out, no matter what people are doing, it's not about you. If they cut in front of you, they're not thinking. They don't care. It's not about you. Don't take it personally. Send them love. You know, I here in Albany, especially on Central, when I first came here, Roger, he said, you know what, when you go home, you might think about Washington Boulevard because Central is just, you know, the traffic, and it's just aggravating. I think it's like, wow, I'm in the, kind of, I like the city living. So now I kind of find with agitating the jaywalkers, especially at night coming from here. And I had to stop myself and going, what the, are you even looking? Because it was... They look at me like I'm crazy, and of course, because I'm acting crazy. Bless, so I bless them now, because they need blessings walking out in front of a car. Come on now. So just bless them. I've taken Roger's advice, and I don't go down Central as much as I can. And with any jaywalker, the only frustrating thing that I find in the city, yeah, that's the only thing. I love the snow. And now I just bless them. And now since I've started doing that, sending them love, okay, I went to a screeching halt, but I love you. You're looking at me kind of dirty, but I love you. I'm finding that I'm not encountering as many jaywalkers. And even after this, if I start now, and usually what happens is, okay, now there's double the amount of jaywalkers. That just means I have to do my job even more. Unconditional love. So I invite you to pick a Sabbath just one day as a start. You know, I got more coming to you. And treat it as a Sabbath. Just unconditional love, because today in this world, love needs more love. We're forgetting about love. We're getting more and more into fear. And I've been talking about this for a while, especially during this political phase. It seems like love is in need of more love. And actually, I can't tell you that that was a good thought from me. That was Stevie Wonder, actually. Stevie Wonder. Exactly. Great song. And it is more so now than ever. We are the conduits of that love. We are the ones who are either blocking it, me, don't you come near. Or we're the conduit of love, come. You don't want, I still send you love. Your walls are up, I still send you love. It's nothing personal. It's beautiful. So take one day out for yourself to do that. I love what Charles Fillmore says. The love current is not a projection of the will, the mind. It is a settling free of a natural, equalizing, harmonizing force that in most persons has been dammed up by human limitations. The ordinary man is not aware that he possesses this mighty power, which will turn away every shift of hate that is aimed at him. We know that a soft answer turneth away wrath. But here is a faculty, 12 powers is a faculty, is a faculty native to man, existent in every soul, which may be used at all times to bring about harmony and unity among those who have been disunited through misunderstandings, contention, and selfishness. Ladies and gentlemen, love is in need of love today. We need to continue to grow. No matter who is the president, who's in office, no matter what seems to be happening in this world, and if you're A Course in Miracles, in this illusion, the only way we can change the illusion is to make another one that is better. Isn't it time to start waking up? Isn't it time to move forward and see that love isn't just a ooey-gooey? It is. It is a ooey-gooey and more. It is the only power that will transform anything that's going on here to heaven on earth. As the Bible says, isn't it time to create a new heaven and a new earth? A new heaven is a state of consciousness, metaphysical. New earth is what we have manifested outwardly. Create a new heaven within your mind, within your consciousness, within your body, so then we can now start manifesting heaven here on earth. I will leave you with one of my very favorite Hafiz poems. It's called, I Have Learned So Much. And trust you will probably hear it again since it's one of my favorite poems. I have learned so much from God that I can no longer call myself a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Jew. The truth has shared so much of itself with me that I can no longer call myself a man, a woman, an angel, or even a pure soul. Love has befriended Hafiz so completely, it has turned to ash and freed me of every concept and image my mind has ever known. Let us now be freed the concepts of the world that we are all creating. And allow love to befriend each and every one of us so that everything does turn into ash and we are free. Free of the misconcepts, freed of our fears, free of our anger, free of our terror, free of our tensions, free of our anxieties, free from anything that is not of Christ, and embrace love, the power of love, and so that we can be free to share it unconditionally. Ladies and gentlemen, let us make sure that love continues to be fed by love. Affirmation of this week is, I spread love everywhere I go. I let no one ever come to me without leaving better and happier. Unconditional love. Let's say that together. I spread love everywhere I go. I let no one ever come to me without leaving better and happier. Amen.